WHX, mobile.
4MUF, mobile.
You were out there this morning, Jody. Good to hear you. KO4HX here.
Good morning, Jody. KN4TSW.
McCann, both of y'all. Good morning to you.
Is that LK mobile?
Shane?
Morning, Shane. Hope your night was good.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Patrick. And good morning, Jody. Yeah, it was good. I'm ready to be home. Headed that way now. Hope everybody had a good night as well.
You got done early last night, didn't you?
Maybe a little bit. I have been done a little bit earlier, and I've been done a lot later. I didn't really pay attention this morning.
That's for good, Jody.
I was just letting everybody get talked to you before I said good morning to you. But anyway, I'm glad you had a good night.
Get down, so that was nice, sir. No accident.
You know, I double with you. I was just saying good morning to you.
I'll let you go there. I thought you were in there earlier. Anyway, good morning to you. Patrick, where are you working this morning?
In the TR area.
By and on the way home?
I'll be up on the upper side of Traveler's Rest this morning.
I'm 25 at 85. I'll just head that way, and you can let me know where you are when I get closer.
Roger that.
Something.
Everybody waiting for somebody else to talk, right?
But, so you had a good night, Shane? Didn't have any problems? And I'm assuming you had a good trip. I know you were off last week.
Had a nice time. Went to Pennsylvania. Spent time with her sister and brother-in-law. Spent some time with her. We had scheduled this trip. John and Denise from Illinois were going to meet us. They'd never been to Pennsylvania. And then, of course, John passed away in March. So Denise still came, and her son and daughter came as well. Her son left about halfway through. But we had a nice time. Ate a lot of good food. Gained some weight, and ate some more food. And had a good time.
Here, glad you had a good time, and got to spend time with in-laws and friends.
We went, toured Gettysburg again. We did it last year, but we kind of did the self-tour thing. This time we took a scheduled tour, and that was much better because the retired history teacher made a lot better, was a lot more entertaining than I was trying to drive the car around and listen to the recordings.
Something I would like to do is go up there, but I think I'm the only one.
History up there too. The Conestoga River runs right there, or not at Gettysburg, but right near where we were in Lancaster. And lots of history, things that happened, you know, early on in the founding of the country, all over that area.
Y'all go ahead and pick it up.
I can enjoy the conversation. Listening.
We did. There's a theater up there called Sight and Sound, and they put on, generally, most of them are biblical plays. The guy started out in the 70s traveling around doing slideshows of pictures he took. Apparently, he was a big nature photographer. And then they opened up just a little tiny place where they would do the shows. They started doing stage acting, and now they have this incredible huge stage auditorium, just some amazing effects. They've got another one in Branson, Missouri now too, and they've started filming. They put out their first movie a couple years ago during the whole COVID thing when they weren't doing shows. It's just an incredible thing. People bus in from all over, especially all over the New England area. That way they come down and watch these productions. This is the third or fourth one I've been to, and it's well worth it.
It's up there. there in Lancaster?
Of Lancaster, maybe 15 minutes outside of that town, but it's grown so much. There's these little villages and townships all over. You 1 minute you're in the middle of an Amish farm, and the next minute you're in some little historical town. So, but yeah, it's right up in that way, right up in that area.
Do you mind if I ever get a chance to make it up that way? But gentlemen, I am pulling in. I got to get this gate open and get everything switched over. And so I'll be in and out, KO4HGX.
Yeah, I'm backing up into my parking spot now, too, so I'm going to have to leave everybody. Say 7-3. Hope everybody has an awesome day. KN4GFW.
You have a good day. Good to hear you this morning. Go ahead, Jody.
Enjoy your day, and I hope it's a blessed one. We'll catch up with you later, KN4MUF. Looks like it's just you and me, Mr. Shane.
Sorry, Jody, that you got stuck with me.
Hey, that's not a bad thing. I ain't talked to you in a while.
I've had a lot. Kids grew up and left us, and I tell her, I'm sorry you're stuck with me.
I about do the same thing. We don't have kids, though, but I just tell her she's sorry. I'm sorry that she just ended up with me for the last 32 years.
To work.
Going in there to see what kind of adventure they're going to put me in today.
But in the middle of a project, or you've got something you just don't know what you're going to hit today?
It's one of them deals I'm kind of sure I just don't know what I'm going to get today. I've been out there grading gravel roads and stuff like that, getting them all cut, recut, and stuff like that. And then yesterday he come in there and said, well, we might do something a little different today. So I'll probably have to grab the low boy and go move that big track hoe.
Take you to do something like that. I imagine it's not a quick run down, pick it up, and come back in an hour.
I can, depending on, you know, where it's got to go, I can usually have it, I can load that machine up and have it ready to roll in about 15 minutes.
That's a lot quicker than I would think, but I don't have experience doing that, so I guess once you know what you're doing, you know where all the tie-down points and everything are, and you don't run it off the edge of the low boy, you'll probably be all right.
The whole thing, I've been doing it for so long, and I've done it so many times that you know exactly where to load it up, where to set it, stop it, and there's usually a couple of us that do it, so, you know, between two of us, we can run through it pretty quick.
What could you run that haul those things?
Brake shaker. It's not a bad little truck, little 10-speed. I think it's got a N-Series Detroit in it. It's a nice little, not a bad little running truck. Lacks a little bit of power when you're loaded, though.
The newer trucks, they're so tuned down. Try to get as much fuel mileage out of them as possible. Yeah, some of them are computer, you know, the computer runs them based on the weight. They kind of give you a little more power, but it's not much. They're really stingy with the power.
100% correct on that. And the thing is if the guy that orders the trucks would drive that low boy with that big old hoe on the back or big grader on the back, he would figure out that sometimes you need a little bit of oomph to climb stuff.
It's a safety hazard, especially when you're up and down hills, and Anderson County's got some pretty good hills, especially on 85.
And you're right. It is almost a safety hazard. But the only saving grace that we have is it is still a 10-speed, so you can control your horsepower a little bit, you know, your RPMs.
The 2018 Freightliner now, automatic, 12-speed, and I have to say it's probably the nicest riding tractor that I've, well, I mean, it's very comfortable. There's a lot of room in it. I've driven tractors that don't have near as much leg room, especially some of the bigger Kenworths that we've had. They are terrible. But anyway, but it does not, you know, you can downshift, but it's all computer controlled. You push that switch down to, you know, manage it. You almost have to time it before you get to where you need it, because it's so slow in reacting.
I like about driving at 10 speed, man. I can control that. But you're right. You're right, you know, with the automatics. And it's sad, man, because, you know, I hate to say it, but I just love shifting. If I'm in that little boy, I just love to shift.
Prefer it. But my company is gone. I don't even know if we have very many of them left. We got a couple that they don't even get used anymore. They're kind of like spare tractors. Everything's gone to automatics. There's nothing I can do about it. But I do prefer. I drove a Mack for 3 years, and more than that, but one particular one, a 10-speed, and that thing had a lot of get up and go. I rarely had to downshift even from the, you know, top gear going up hills. It would just hold. It would pull, and you know, you can feather it when you're backing up. Some of these automatics are real jumpy when you're backing.
One of my favorite trucks that I got to drive, it was a Peterbilt, and it had a 500 horse cat in it, and it was an 18 speed, or they called it an 18 over. That was my favorite truck to drive. That thing, when you were loaded, you could shift that like an automatic. You know, if you knew what you were doing with it, it was just very comfortable, and it was a stretch tractor, so it was a long wheelbase, but it was nice.
Never driven one of those. I've driven just about everything, every other brand, not the older ones, but I would love to drive one of those older Peterbilts. They look like they would be fun, and also will get up and do the work. Of course, we don't need them for what we do, but you know, the new Peterbilts, they're owned by Packor. I guess you know that. I haven't driven a Peterbilt, but I've driven the Kenworths, and I'm not very impressed with them.
The company had, it wasn't too bad. You know, it was a long wheelbase tri-axle tractor. It had an N14 Detroit in it, which was a good, strong tractor. But, man, that thing would suck the fuel.
Newer ones are just, they rattle. They didn't get a couple hundred thousand miles on them, and everything about them rattles. And they just, I don't know, I can't imagine being an over-the-road guy and putting a million miles on one of them. Just all that noise all the time.
And say that because, yes, and all the trucks I ever drove all rattled. And you just, it was just something you got used to, I guess. I just never, you know, you'd look over and see if something was shaking loose or not, but otherwise, you just never paid attention to it.
Told you about I was driving, had 1.6 million miles on it, and it was, I liked it, other than, you know, it was just a basic truck, but the Macks that we've had seem to be the better, longer lasting, and the better pulling, just all around better truck than anything else we've ever had.
Tough truck. With the old Macks, the gold bulldog on them showed that was a true Mack. The silver showed that it had something else in it besides a Mack.
Did not know that, but it doesn't surprise me. But I do know Mack and Volvo are owned by the same Chinese company, I believe. I think it's a Chinese manufacturer.
That nowadays.
Volvos I drove were probably the most comfortable. We don't have Volvos. We've rented them during peak season. And years ago, during Christmas, we always get extra tractors in. Usually they bring in rentals, but they brought in 5 brand new Volvos that were going to UPS Freight. They had UPS Freight on it, but they brought in to Greenville to use. Had 300 miles on it when I got in it and started driving it. And that was a nice tractor.
Driving a Volvo.
I know what they're like with a lot of miles on them, but even the rentals that I've driven just seemed to, they were quieter and smoother and just easy to drive.
You never did that. But Mr. Shane, I'm back to my little spot here at work, so I'm going to say good chatting with you this morning, and hopefully we can do this again shortly. 73s, and you have a great day.
Enjoyed it. Nice to hear you this morning. It's been a while. KF4MUF, N4ZLK. I think I got your call right. Have a good day.
Perfect. 73 Shane, KF4MUF.
Ready. KO4HGX.
Side affirming, and I can't hear anything yet. Give me a minute. ZLK.
Hey, Shane, would it be easier for you to meet me up here on 11?
Fine. I'm on 25, right, coming into Traveler's Rest right now, where 276 and 25 meet. Bub, though, you tell me where, because what is that, about 10 minutes away from 11 and 25?
Take. Once you meet me there, you know where Bossman Propane moved to? Off on 25, the old George Coleman body shop.
Right there by the, is that the same place as the car dealership, Coleman dealership?
The shop used to be up on past Traveler's Rest.
So I've probably seen it, just didn't realize that's what it was. But I can head that way.
I'll be right there in that area when you come up through there. You can't miss it because it's right on the side of 25. So.
Headed north, is it on the left or the right?
It is on your left.
You there? N4ZLK.